God sent me out here to say to somebody, you've got to get through this dark part of your life, of this stage of adulthood. And maybe just because I've got two teenagers, I was thinking about teens who commit suicide. And it started to haunt me that, like, they have no idea that high school is weird for everybody. It doesn't feel like this forever. It's not always. I mean, there's still challenges, and people are still people, and life is still hard. But it's not always this surge of hormones and weirdness and stuff breaking out on your face everywhere and just stuff in your mind and wonder. No. It won't always be this dark. It won't always be this dark. You gotta live. You gotta live, whoever you are. You gotta live. You gotta live. You gotta live. You gotta live to see it. You gotta live. You gotta live to see. I will remain confident in this, that I will see. I got light. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Goodness. Goodness. It's gonna get good. It's gonna get good. It's gonna get good and gooder and gooder and better and better. And you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't even met your best self yet. You gotta get through this valley. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I gotta get through this valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Question, is a rod and a staff a good thing or a bad thing? Depends on whether you're a wolf or a sheep. Now, when I belong to God, everything he does in my life, it might not feel good, but it is good because he's still good. Yea, though I walk through the valley, I gotta get through this valley so I can make it to the table. You prepare a table. That's kind of weak, LJ. I said, make it to the table. 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 I'm going to make it to the table. I'm going to make it. 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 I got to make it. I was born to make it. My kids need me to make it. My wife needs me to make it. My church needs me to make it. You have to make it. You have to make it. You've got to make it. It's necessary that you make it. You got to get to the good part. You got to get to the good part. You got to locate Israel inside of you, Jacob. Sit up, Israel. Be a man. Be a woman. Be the one God called. Stand up and do it. You got to make it to the table. And to make it to the table, I got to go through the shadow. Every good thing has a dark part. So James says something I thought we should think about. He said, don't be deceived, brothers, sisters. Every good, somebody say good. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. I think I gave him the scripture. I'd love for you to show it. Now, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights who does not change like shifting shadows. That's all I need. Shadows, gift. You see it again? You see it again, the contrast? That every good thing has a dark part. What concerns me is I see a lot of people who never get to the good part of their marriage, of their gift, their skill. I guarantee you, there's no guitar players out here right now, but I guarantee you if we could ask them when they, maybe even on bass, Shay, before you first start learning how to play, there's a point where your fingers hurt so bad. When I was starting to learn to play guitar, my fingers would hurt so bad. And Harold Staley, Jack Cribb, they both told me, these two men that were teaching me guitar, they both said, you got to build up the calluses. And every time I would go to practice, it would hurt so bad. Most people quit before they get the callus. Because if you keep playing long enough, eventually your fingers will be able. Wait, remember the before the calluses? And if you don't play for a little while now, it's not, that just doesn't change. If you don't play for a while, you got to start over again. Most people quit before they get there. Whether it's teenagers who in their life, or let's be honest, not even in their life, but just sabotage themselves because they don't want to sit with the loneliness. And you just want to tell them, no, 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 don't give that away. That's too important. Don't give that away. No, 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 don't do that. Get to the good part. Joseph, don't throw your brothers out. That's how God is going to build a nation. Get to the good part. I know you want to go off and freak out and tell them and all that. That's just your reaction. That's not the reality. The real you knows better. So James says, don't be deceived. Every good gift comes from above. A few things I take from that. One, if it's good, it came from God. Write that down. Put it in chat. If it's good, it came from God. Say it fast like the Micro Machine Man. If it's good, it came from God. All right? So if God blesses me through somebody or through something, it came from him. I got a bunch of birthday gifts a few days ago. Thanks to everybody who sent me a gift. And hey, the greatest gift is prayer. All right, so thank you. I used to always hear preachers say that. They'd say, thank you for all you who give to the church and all this stuff. And then, but most importantly, your prayers. I'm like, prayers aren't more important than the giving. We got to feed people. We got to help people. We got to build the kingdom. Thank you for all of it. It's all important, you know? False dichotomy. But what was I saying? Oh, the gifts. You see this jacket I'm wearing? Wade gave me this. And the funny thing was, when I saw his handwriting on the envelope, he's given me so many gifts through the years, I said, that one's from Wade. It's gonna be good. I hadn't even unwrapped the gift. I knew who gave it. When I shook the box, I knew it was something I could wear. I said, I got my preaching clothes for next week. Because it came from Wade. Somebody say it came from Wade. Wade knows what I like to wear. He knows black is slimming, flattering to my body type. Came from Wade. It's good. I'm good this week. I got something to wear this week because it came from Wade. If it comes from God, it's going to be good. So if it's good, it comes from God, even if God does it through somebody else. I didn't hug the postman for delivering Wade's gift. It's kind of deep, right? We get dependent on people. We think people have to be good to us for God to be good to us. No, they don't. No, they don't. Question, who got Jesus to the cross? Which disciple? John, the one he loved, or Judas, the one who betrayed him? And now you're seeing my theme of my message, right? Get to the good part. The part that feels good isn't always the part that is good. You only know that when you reflect on it. Because I was thinking, if it's good, it came from God. If it came from God, it's good. What if it didn't? It's going to be good anyway. And that's where you can preach Romans 8:28. In all things, God works for the good. Now, I always heard that verse. They read that much, and then it was confusing to people. All things work together for the good. They didn't even get to the good part of the verse. They stopped on the word good. The good part is what it says next. To those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So real quick, David. Earlier, I saw you out here. You've had two tools that I've seen since you came out, not counting your notebook. You had this, real quick, and you had this. When we talk about what God calls good, we have to understand something about God. God doesn't call something good based on how it made you feel while it was happening. God doesn't call something good based on whether how much you expected it and how much it matched your preference. God calls it good when it serves its purpose. David, you were singing on this. You were sitting on this. I have a feeling if you tried to sing on this, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. It's a good stool, but you can't sing into it. It's a good mic, but you can't sit on it. Quit thinking you're not good because you can't do what it wasn't even in your function or your purpose to do. When God made man on the sixth day, he said, it's very good. It's very good. It's real good. It's in my image. It's according to my likeness. It's good. 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 Why are you saying that? Somebody told me the other day, I had a good workout. I said, how is it good? He said, I was throwing up after. I said, huh? He said, I know it worked. Mm-hmm. Come get this stuff, David. Joseph said, am I in the place of God? No, you're not in the place of God. But he had the same thought process as God. He knew the darkness doesn't have to go away for the light to be effective. So when you say, how are you doing? And you say, I'm good. You're not lying. You're just focusing. Sometimes before you can get to the good part in your life, you have to get to the good part in your mind. So then you start saying things like L.B. Skinner, when it rained at our first church service where there was rain and the attendants suffered and I was depressed. And I said, it rained, almost nobody came. He was smiling. I said, what are you smiling about? It was rainy and nobody came. He said, oh, but Pastor, it gave our greeter teams a chance to shine. See, he had had these custom elevation umbrellas made, and he was waiting for a chance to use them. He saw the rain. He said, it's good. I saw the rain and said, oh, God. He saw the rain and said, it's good. And I wonder, are you waiting for it to get good in your life? And God is waiting for you to get good in your mind. For everybody who's struggling with comparison and envy, what are you good at? The darkness doesn't want you to see that. You only see without form and void. God said, let there be light. I'm just asking God over our congregation, look, shine the light on the good part this week. The good part. Turn your flashlight on your phone right now and start shining it around. And when the people that are sitting in your apartment start asking you, what in the world are you doing? Say, I'm looking for the good part. I'm looking for the good part. I need some light. I need some light. I need some light. I need the word of God. I need worship. I need the presence of God. And that is why my consumption becomes important. And why every week I say something to you about your phone, your social media, your 24/7, what do they call it? 24/7 news cycle. It's like people will say, I've got to be informed. It is good to be informed. But if you have to dig through that much garbage to get something good, is it really good? We're confused like Adam and Eve. They weren't in trouble because they ate an apple. The Bible says that they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they thought they were like God. I know what's good. We always get in trouble when we try to do God's job. God said it was good. God said it was good. God said it was good. And Joseph is such a great picture. All the way across 49 chapters of Genesis, he echoes back what God said when he spoke the world into existence. It's good. But I don't even really want to show you this from Joseph's life. I'm going to show you one thing that Jesus said before I let you go. And this is where the real power is. Because remember, Joseph said, it was good. That's what he said when he was looking back. And that's powerful. I mean, that really takes a mature perspective to say, oh man, I guess this is what God, you know, I probably could have got there an easier way, but I guess this is what God, okay, Lord, I accept that. Let me tell you something Jesus did. He's getting ready to leave his disciples. They're sad. They are what he calls grieving. And grieving doesn't just have to be over a death. You can grieve an opportunity. You can grieve a schedule that was lost, a predictability. You could grieve a lot of things. Jesus is dealing with grieving disciples who are going to miss his physical presence. I guess if we're going to tie it into Genesis, right? Like Jesus is the light of the world. So they're losing their light. He was what they walked by. He's the only way. His presence, his words, his actions, his example, his encouragement, they're going to lose that. Have you lost something lately? Have you lost your light? Here's what he says. Absolutely amazing how God's word works in concert with each other. Because way after Joseph said, it was good, now that I look back on it, Jesus was saying this, John chapter 16. But now I'm going to him who sent me. None of you ask me, where are you going? Watch this. No. Jesus knew where he was going. They didn't know where they were going, right? So he's trying to convince them of something that they're not so sure of. Here's what he says. Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. He's going to the cross. And this is the assurance that he gives us. He tells them, verse 7, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. So here's the upgrade. I was with you, now my spirit will be in you. But first I gotta go. That's the dark part. The good part is, you're going to have the Spirit. He's going to convince, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Galatians 5, 22, 23. We're not there yet. We haven't got to the good part yet. This is the dark part. He knows what they're about to go through. And he also knows what they are going to get to. So he is giving them something. So that while you go through this painful moment, this first season, this second season, these winter months, this dark part, this hard part of your day, this hard part of your life, this hard part of your marriage, your ministry, if you don't go through the dark part, you won't get to the good part. Unless I go away. Yeah, it's going to feel different. It's going to be confusing. You're not going to know. This is where people give up on God. They start reading the Bible, and they read it like a fortune cookie. And the first thing that makes them confused, they say, God's not real. This stuff doesn't work. I don't really believe it. I prayed and it didn't happen. But you didn't get to the good part, where you find out that it is not in the answers that God becomes real. It is in wrestling with the questions that you find out that there is a kingdom within you. Within you. That's the good part. Thank God for all the good things around me, but it's what he does in me. That's the good part. And you will never get to that if you keep changing what's around you. Never get to the good part. Because you won't go through the dark part. Take a pill, get out the dark part. Blow up the relationship. Many people never get to intimacy in relationships. I'm gonna tell you why. Because they won't push through the insecurity. To get to real intimacy, you've got to go through insecurity. Because I got to be willing to let you see me. if we're gonna have, one guy said, into me see, intimacy. That's scary. I want you to see into me. So we never get to intimacy. Because we won't work through the insecurity. Of saying, yeah, I am flawed. And all, even in our relationship with God. Jacob spent his whole life pretending to be somebody else. But God said, no, I want to get to the good part, the true part, the real part. Many people never get to their destiny because they won't work through the disappointment. Wow. Never get to the wisdom because they won't work through the bitterness. To get to the good part, you got to go through the dark part.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.